This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour number two of the talk radio program where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind, known as Free Talk Live. That's right, Free Talk Live. If you'd like to join us, the telephone number you need is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And everyone's always talking about buy Bitcoin. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but that's boring as hell. How about earning some Bitcoin, getting paid with Bitcoin? That's the way. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. And everyone in town will talk about your store, your business, being the Bitcoin store. And it's just plain fun. Get the free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business. Visit AnyPayX.com. Again, AnyPayX.com. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We have Sam calling from perhaps somewhere in Atlanta. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I am. This is my first time doing this in a long time. I used to do it downstate.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Now, the bullet thing, I'm kind of surprised about that. Kind of a weird feeling that was going to come by. But is it only happening to one time only, or you have to do this every time you go in and buy it?
Buy the bullet. That is a great question. I would hope that... I mean, either way, it's a violation of your basic rights, right? Like, there's nothing...
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to the question. Perhaps if we get through to more of the article, they will mention that. But, I mean, does it matter if they violate your rights one time and then you're good to go for every time you buy ammunition versus violating them every time?
Well, is that how they do it with guns that you need a background check for? Do you get a background check every single gun?
I don't know the answer to that.
No, I don't need, I would like to know that myself. I think it's BS. My feelings about it.
Yep.
It needs to leave. It does, completely. Because, you know, making this here, I'm making a good point here. If I don't have a bullet that I need to go kill somebody, why can't I just ask my uncle or a friend or even go steal it from my neighbor?
Yeah. Or make it.
Yeah, make it myself. I put it in my pocket. There you go.
Or buy it from someone who will, you know, just, like, not do the background check for you. And there's so many ways to break this law. It just doesn't make any sense.
And all of a sudden now, ammunition manufacturers become like drug cartel, right? They're underground. They're like drug dealers, right? You've got your, hey, man, you want to buy some nine? You know, guy on the corner, right? You know?
Yeah. All I can even do is... Like, go use my knife instead of or a baseball bat.
Your hands.
But,
that's actually a great point, Sam, and thank you for the call tonight. The decision to murder somebody always precedes, and I've said this so many times recently, always precedes the choice of weapon, right? So the decision to kill a person always comes first. Then you go, hey, what weapon will I use, right? Now, some people who decide to kill may not, they just go, and they're like, all right, I'm going to kill some bastards, and I'm going to reach for this, right? My tank, my gun, whatever it is, right? You know, they can't separate the fact that these two things happen in succession. But it's true. The decision to kill somebody always precedes the decision of which weapon to use. Always. So it doesn't matter. You know, outlaw ammunition, outlaw guns, all that kind of stuff. You know, look at what happens over in the UK, right? People still get guns. People, now they're trying to ban certain kinds of knives because people are running around with knives and they can, it just, banning stuff doesn't work. It doesn't work. There's so much evidence. If you're willing to look, if you're willing to be open-minded enough to go, does this really work? There's tons of evidence that says it does not work.
And that's why I said it's just like abortion earlier. I'm sure lots of people have heard this comparison, but it's absolutely the same exact thing. If you ban abortion because you're a Christian state and you don't want abortion in Tennessee, people are going to still have abortions. It's just going to be way, way more deadly and less professional than if Planned Parenthood could openly give abortions.
Right.
It's the same thing with guns. It's just people are still going to get guns, whether it's because they want to hurt somebody or whether it's because they want to defend themselves, or
protect
whether it's
their
just
property, etc., and so on.
Or if they just want to have a gun to shoot it, people are going to get guns. It's just going to be a more unprofessional environment, not out in the open.
Yeah.
With more ways for it to go wrong, probably.
Well, and in fact, Military 101 says that the most difficult place to invade and overcome is an area with a heavily armed population. So, therefore, using the skills of logic, if your government actually cared about protecting the, quote, territory, unquote, in which its citizens were in, they might even be doing such extreme things as requiring gun training in schools and giving you a gun once you've passed. If they really, truly cared about defending their borders, every military knows this. It's Military 101. Go look it up.
I can't imagine just having any interaction with the government ever, DMV or anything, and then deciding, I want them to have guns and not me and not anyone else who's a citizen. I just want the government to have the guns.
I've been to hell. I spell it DMV. Perhaps you may know vaguely what I mean. These are lyrics from a Primus song called DMV. You should go check it out. It's pretty sweet. This article continues. As CBS Miami reports, with Democrats in control of Congress, Gutenberg feels there's a great chance for passage of the law this year. The gun lobby is weakened, and this is the year to pass legislation, he says. While Gutenberg's loss is certainly tragic, requiring background checks for ammunition would not have prevented Nicholas Cruz from shooting up Parkland. There were over a dozen red flags authorities completely overlooked, and Cruz was allowed to buy a gun despite committing multiple felonies prior to committing the mass murder. But citing Cruz as the reason for advocating the erosion of the Second Amendment is commonplace for the anti-gun activists who constantly claim he should have had his guns taken.
How does he spell Cruz?
C-R-U-Z.
Hmm.
Which would have prevented the tragedy. Sadly, however, they are ignoring the fact that he was accused of multiple felonies and should have never been able to purchase a gun in the first place with the laws already on the books.
So,
but law enforcement failed to act on any of it.
So this entire law that is being proposed because of Jamie dying can be proven to be stupid just by looking at the way that the gun was bought that killed Jamie.
Yes. According to a report by CNN, records obtained from the sheriff's office by CNN show the law enforcement agency received at least 45 calls for service relating to Cruz or his brother from 2008 to 2017.
My God.
As previously reported by the Free Thought Project, Cruz warned that he was going to shoot up a school and kill people, and the FBI did nothing.
FBI, I'm warning you, this is going to happen. They're just like, nah.
Quote, I'm going to be a professional school shooter, unquote, a YouTube user named Nicholas Cruz commented on a video September 24th, 2017. Yes, that was before the shooting. The video was posted on the channel Ben the Bondsman, and the owner Ben Knight immediately took a screenshot and submitted it to the FBI, and guess what? Nothing happened.
Well, why would they do something to one of their employees who they hired to shoot up a school?
I like that.
While this is bad enough, the Sheriff's Department records show that police were given this exact same warning a year before because Cruz had been declaring his wishes to shoot up the school publicly. 603-283-6160 is our phone number. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best-tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We'll be right back.
it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We had a caller that I screened. We have one call on hold, but we had a caller that I screened named Michael calling from New Hampshire. Michael, I apologize. I believe I hit the wrong button and accidentally disconnected the call. So I wanted to hear about your topic. If you could, please call back 603-283-6160. We'll get to the rest of your calls and thoughts in just a bit. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And we've been talking about this article from the Free Thought Project where it appears that there's a proposal that may pass in which you will be required to pass a background check just to purchase ammunition. And we'll talk more about that in just a minute. But first, on March 16th of this year, a joint government task force raided the New Hampshire Bitcoin Embassy, the Mighty Moose Mart, the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Andy and Renee Spinella, Colleen Fordham, who's a grandmother, and perhaps most relevant, they raided the studios of Free Talk Live. The Crypto Six, those are the six people who were arrested, of course, and most were released except Rich Paul, whom we all know as Nobody, and, of course, Ian Freeman, both remain in custody without bail. We've been in contact with attorneys that say that no crime even appears to have been committed. But that didn't stop the Joint Thug Task Force from ripping out wires from the back of our broadcast stacks and otherwise attempting to disable and take Free Talk Live off the air, violating our and your First Amendment rights. You can go to thecrypto6.com now. You can donate to fight against these charges. But as importantly, contact media and tell them about this outrage. This case is likely to set precedent for the use of cryptocurrency well into the future. Help our fight for liberty and financial freedom at thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. Let's go to Lacey calling from West Virginia. Lacey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, I have a few things to say.
Mm-hmm.
First off, about the guns and ammo, they just want to do that so they can come in and control us and tell us how to do whatever they want to do.
Yep.
And, hey, I love her, by the way, Miss Bonnie over there.
Thanks.
You guys are sweet.
You sound so cute and small and tiny. But anyways, a mask. Okay? If you get up on Google,
are you on a cell phone, Lacey?
Oh, we're losing you.
Perhaps you drove into a tunnel. But perhaps you're wearing a mask, and of course we can't hear your voice through the mask, and then onto the air and onto the radio and
happens
through your
to
telephone.
Me at work all the time.
All right. Well, we appreciate the call, Lacey. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what she was going to say about the masks, but she said if you Google. And something about the masks. The thing that has been freaking me out about the masks,
yeah.
Which is like the new like conspiracy theory, I guess, is out there, is that they're wanting to put fibers in your body. And I'm always wearing this mask at work that like I can feel the little fibers going into my nose.
Ooh.
And I'm like, I don't want to breathe that into me. Where will it go? How will it get out?
Is it like
out?
Inhaling fiberglass or something?
No, they're like strings.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Weird.
That can't be good.
No, it can't be. Well, I know the most recent internet, we'll say viral thing that I've seen was the Stanford study. I believe it was Stanford that said, you know, the same thing that when the experts, quote unquote, were first asked about masks, they're like, nah, it's probably not going to help in this situation. It's not really going to do anything for you, you know, that kind of a thing. And so now then, like, you know, a year later, the Stanford study is done, and the Stanford study goes, yeah, no, not going to help.
Yeah, and if you've been following, like, Tom Woods' research on this, he always has all these graphs up that show that the masks, like, it's not that they make things worse necessarily, but they absolutely don't make anything better. And in
right.
any place where there's been a mandate, it doesn't change the rate of infection at all.
Yesterday, I saw somebody driving around in their car with their mask on, but below their nose. Like, Are you committed or not?
So it was on their mouth?
Yeah, just covering their mouth. It was just hanging down underneath their nose, covering just their mouth. But they're wearing it in their car while driving around with, like, their windows down. Like, is that laziness? Is that, you know, are you uneducated? Are you uncommitted? Do you not have a stance on the thing one way or the other? Yeah, I'm not really sure. And then I saw it again today.
Wow.
The different driver, different car, different area of town, you know, whole nine yards.
They're like, well, New Hampshire dropped the mask mandate, but not Keene, so I'm going to halfway wear this.
Right. Or so it seems, anyway. There are plenty of places in Keene, though, where, like, if you just walk in and just, you know, act like you're supposed to be there, they don't say anything to you. It's great.
Yeah.
I do like it. But what I don't like is seeing the number of, you know, the masses who are still, they're walking around outside on the sidewalk. Like, I saw a family of five, mom, dad, three kids, everybody's got masks on. They're walking down the sidewalk together. You know what I mean? Like, really, guys, come on. You know, like, this isn't doing anything for you.
I hate that in Central Square. It's really bad. Like, on 420, me and Vincent were walking up to join everybody who was in the square, and I just thought it was so weird that everybody goes, like, in between going from one store to the next door. They're, like, coming out, and they're, like, putting a mask on just to walk on the sidewalk. Nobody's going to get infected by anything, even if you have something, from walking on the sidewalk behind you. That just doesn't happen.
Right. So this article continues talking about making, you know, it's a thing where you have to pass a background check to purchase ammunition. And it says, as TFTP previously reported, Cruz warned that he was going to shoot up a school. The FBI did nothing. The police did nothing. He repeatedly said this. And while this is bad enough, the Sheriff's Department records show that police were given this exact same warning a year before because Cruz had been declaring his wishes to shoot up the school publicly.
The only thing I don't like about this part of the article is, like, I'm sure people will try to take all this as an argument to make, like, the police more strong, and now we need to watch YouTube comments even more. It's really not...
I mean, to me, this seems like the police and the FBI went full derp.
Well, last year I stopped myself from doing this, but I used to watch a lot of, like, murder mysteries, and so many YouTuber people will always take, like, and there was three FBI like, tips into this person before that. They'll always take that and be like, the FBI needs to be doing a better job. I think the FBI needs to disappear, and we need to just not have laws against them that aren't going to stop
anything. This is the result of television, is what it is. If you watch enough murder mystery television shows, they all kind of follow the same pattern. This is something called a procedural, right? And what I don't like I like sci-fi shows, but a whole bunch of sci-fi shows come out, and then they turn into a cop show.
Oh, God.
Right? Where, like, the alien or, like, the person from the future ends up sort of becoming a policeman somehow, and then, like, buddying up, chumming up with some other policeman.
Like Stranger Things, too.
Yeah, and that's how they, you know, sort of get along in the world and all that kind of thing, so... 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. We've got more in store for you coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Mexico's president will hold talks with Vice President Kamala Harris in May to discuss the ongoing immigration issue at the U.S. southern border. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador will meet with Harris on May 7th. Mexico says the president would like to discuss cooperation on the COVID pandemic alongside discussing ways to stem the flow of migrants from Central America to the U.S. And President Biden has officially recognized atrocities committed against Armenians in the early 20th century as a genocide. In a statement marking Armenian Remembrance Day, the president said the day was a time to remember all those who died in the Ottoman-era Armenian genocide and recommit ourselves to preventing such an atrocity from ever occurring again. Previous administrations have avoided using the word genocide out of concern of damaging relations with Turkey. An estimated 1.5 million Armenians were killed by the Ottoman Empire between 1915 and 1923. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is expected to propose an increase in the capital gains tax up to nearly 40%. That's near double the current rate. The hike will reportedly be part of his American Families Plan that will propose billions in tax credits for family and domestic programs. Senator Steve Daines says that using tax hikes to pay for this plan would damage jobs. The Montana Republican tells Fox News that the better thing for the economy would be a cut to the capital gains tax rate.
What Biden is suggesting here, these massive increases to capital gains, is exactly the wrong thing to do if you want to keep job growth occurring and wages increasing. It's shocking. You'll see the fact that you add, of course, then this new rate that Biden proposes, plus the Medicare 3.8% surcharge, plus the state taxes, will have capital gains rates north of 50%. That is going in absolutely the wrong direction. Anything we should be doing is we should be cutting capital gains taxes, not more than doubling them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for listening, everybody. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. We've got some calls on hold that we'll be getting to shortly. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. Here in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
I like how they have this giant long, and then you're like, it's Bonnie.
I needed that much time because I just, like, put a whole date in my mouth right before the show.
Ooh.
What a good idea.
Ah. Well, yeah, try not to eat, like, when we're on the air. It's bad audio.
It was an accident.
Bad audio. Bad audio is a hate crime, by the way. Before we get to your calls and thoughts and continue on our subjects, I wanted to tell you about Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Well, we're helping build one. It's called Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So, if you work for government, you can't use Liberty.menu. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. Again, Liberty.menu. All right. Let's go to Michael calling from New Hampshire. Michael, do we have you? All right. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm concerned about health freedom.
We're not getting a real good signal. Are you talking right into your phone, Michael?
I am. Are you getting me now?
Oh, there we go. That's way better. Yes, go ahead.
Sorry about that. Yeah, so health freedom is my concern. You know, we've got just a huge push for vaccinations for COVID, and I always thought HIPAA was sort of a concept that my medical information was private and something that only my medical, you know, provider. And
many people thought that. Absolutely, yes. That's a great point.
So how are we going to somehow turn around and use that information as sort of a passport to decide whether or not I get to do things like go to a particular college or travel or
all sorts
of things are being talked about.
Go to a concert or a sports game or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that question, and what really bothers me is that no officials from, like, HIPAA or any of the medical agencies have stepped up and gone, hey, wait a minute.
That's odd.
Yeah, like why aren't any of these medical professionals, like, from HIPAA or from any of the privacy agencies going, hey, wait a minute, this violates medical privacy that's already in place?
And I think anybody should be allowed to get a vaccine if they want the vaccine, but the idea of making it basically mandatory by, like what you said, not being able to go to a specific college unless you get it, is crazy for something that we don't even have 100%, like, they haven't proved within a shadow of a doubt that it is absolutely something that's going to help us not, you know, have COVID in the future or help us, like, recover from COVID better. They haven't even proven that. How can they make it a requirement? It's crazy.
And I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg with this because, you know, we're just starting to get to the point where there's more vaccines than people that want them. And I'm just concerned that over the next few months you're going to really see some teeth come out, and that could really be a problem for those of us that are not ready to take that vaccine that's still experimental.
Yeah, I know I personally won't. And thanks for calling back, Michael. We appreciate your call tonight. I have had the dreaded COVID. And how do I know that? I didn't get the test, but I had a whole bunch of symptoms for a couple of weeks, very, very flu-like, but I had the dreaded loss of taste for, like, almost a week.
Did you lose smell?
A little bit, but, like, the weirdest thing about the smell thing was when I lost the taste, I could still smell stuff, but everything smelled differently. I'll give you an example. When I got into my vehicle, which generally smells like a vehicle, I keep it pretty clean and I don't leave trash all over the place. It probably needs detailed and, you know, vacuumed out. But outside of that, there's no clutter anywhere. And so generally it kind of smells like not a new car, but it has just this faint new car scent to it.
Yeah,
right?
You have like leathery seats and stuff. And I can attest that his car is always clean.
Yeah. So I get in my car for the first time after I lose the taste. And my car, to me, smells like it's got a huge case of halitosis. This is known as bad breath.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it was like, I mean, like, it didn't really make me want to vomit, but, like, close to it. I was like, oh, this is horrible.
Wow.
I had to roll down all the windows just to drive around and, you know, go through a couple of drive-through places and that kind of a thing. And, like, that went on for the duration of my loss of taste. My sense of smell, like, changed completely, and now I was offended by smells that were just perfectly normal.
Wow, that's interesting. Reason. Like, when it happened to me, I just completely couldn't smell anything. I had the littlest bit of taste there, like, I could just kind of taste, like, I ate pho, and I could kind of taste that it was, like, salty, but barely,
yeah.
And it was, like, really hard to taste stuff, but I absolutely couldn't smell anything. And then Mark said that he could smell and taste, but it tasted different, like you said, coffee just made him want to throw up because it was nasty.
I noticed that processed foods disgusted me.
Good.
And I mean, you know, I couldn't taste them, but I could smell them.
The truth serum.
Right? So, for example, I made just a grilled cheese sandwich, right? Regular-ass white bread, some processed cheese food slices, you know, from the local grocer. You know what I mean? The ones with the little, you know, the plastic that you got to peel off. It's wrapped, you know, like in a trifold kind of thing. Just a couple of slices, regular-ass white bread in a pan on the stove. I ate that thing, and, like, I couldn't. I got like 2-3 bites into it, and I'm like, because I knew I needed to eat, right? I lost a bunch of appetite for a couple of weeks. I did drop some pounds, but like I knew I needed to put something in my body, because when you get sick, your body needs to process stuff. Ironically, what I could eat without any disgust or any, you know, weird smells or whatever, fruit. Bananas, blackberries, raspberries, grapes, you know, apples, that type of a stuff. I could eat no problem, not feel nauseous, got no bad smells from it or anything. But when I went to eat, like I went to just make myself some pasta, just plain old pasta, you know, with a little bit of butter on it, and just because I knew I needed to put something in my gut. And I couldn't eat that either. I was like, oh, this is disgusting.
Wow.
Because it's a highly processed food, right? It's just, you know, the box variety of some, you know, penne or something. And so, it wasn't until I stocked up on the fruits and the vegetables that I was like, oh, I can eat something now.
That's really weird, because Mark said the same thing, that he was only eating fruits. I kept feeding him all of Ian's kiwis because I don't really like kiwis, and they were going to go bad.
Yeah.
Because they put my boyfriend in jail.
That's true. They did. And so, at any rate, I had the thing. I recovered from it just fine. You know, I did sleep for, I think, 3.5 days. Not consecutively. I mean, like, I woke up, I hydrated, I drank some juice, I had a bunch of orange juice and that type of stuff, you know, and then I would just crawl back into bed and go back to sleep. So about 3.5 days of that, and then I lost the sense of taste, you know, after that sort of ended. I had the chills, you know, I had the sweats on and off, on and off, on and off, so it was like, felt like I was breaking a fever, and then it would go away, and then I'd break it again, and then go away, and then I'd break it again, and then go away. It had this weird cycle to it that was weird.
That's horrible.
I never at once, though, never at any time did I go, this is so bad, I think I might die.
And the thing about it that is so annoying recently, it's been annoying me extra amounts recently, is just like, all of my friends and myself who've had COVID have basically described what you're saying, like, oh, it was not fun, it sucked, but I got over it, I lived, and there's no reason to inject myself with a, you know, some untested vaccine that got rushed out.
But, and that's to Michael's point, the previous caller. He talked about the vaccine passports and all that stuff. They never talk about what happens to people who had the COVID and got over it.
It's not that bad, and I'm tired of being gaslit. That's why I've been arguing with people. I usually don't argue with people about it, but I'm not going to be gaslit into acting like it's some kind of huge deal. It's not anymore.
603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. More free.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday night edition. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation, we've got a couple of calls on hold. We'll get to them shortly. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And on March 16th of 2020... government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Randy and Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. These six people are known as the Crypto Six, who were all arrested and taken into custody. Ian Freeman and Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, both remain in custody and have not been able to get bail. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund because these charges are not a joke. It's going to take some serious legal firepower and experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case will likely set precedent that will help or that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund over at thecrypto6.com. Once more, thecrypto6.com. Let's go to Joe calling from North Dakota. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I enjoy your show. First time listener.
Hey, thanks for joining us. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was, you guys were talking earlier about ammunition and the regulations and stuff, and I would be willing to bet that if that went to the Supreme Court, that I think they would find in our favor just on the grounds that how can you have a well-regulated militia with the Second Amendment in place without any ammunition.
Well, I mean, you're speaking very logical things there, Joe. But I also know that there is a move to increase the number of judges on what I call the burrito Supreme Court, so that they can have sour cream and onions and olives and all that kind of stuff. So the idea there is that the Supreme Court will be overwhelmed with, you know, people who may not agree that what you're saying is logical.
And
yeah,
the thing
but
is
that's a political ploy, I think. I don't think it's going to happen myself. I think it's a pipe dream. Yeah, and, you know, there was a, I believe it was a Japanese admiral that said that the reason the United States, continental United States, has never been invaded by a foreign country since the Revolutionary War is because there was a gun behind every blade of grass.
It's a great quote. Yeah. I love that quote.
And I think that is why the political liberals are, they just want to keep tooting their horn about all this gun control just on election years, off years, and it's just to get their base riled up. I don't think it's ever going to happen. I think the people are going to get fed up here pretty soon with all this looting and rioting and stuff, and I think you're going to see a kickback, and they're going to push too far, and they're going to wish they never did.
Hey, thanks for the call, Joe. We appreciate it. What Joe is saying sounds good to me, right? Like, but I've thought that for a long time. I thought that, oh, you know what, the people will eventually get fed up, and, you know, we'll see a bunch of people sort of rise up and do something about it.
No, we just watched Texas bend over and let the government close all the churches for a year.
Yeah. Not to mention many other states, do many unconstitutional things at the power of governor's executive orders. This is the first that I've seen every state in the union's governor issue executive orders that are all about the same thing, about the COVID. They basically put everybody in what I'll call martial law light. The only thing missing from the lockdowns, first of all, lockdowns are a prison term, so they made everybody a prisoner in their own homes. The only thing missing from martial law during the lockdowns were tanks in the streets.
There actually were tanks in the streets, you know, going around making sure that there weren't people protesting in Seattle and stuff like that. There actually were tanks. There were federal agents in big buses that would get out and grab people off the streets. One thing I would like to point out to Joe and to everyone who always makes this point, oh, the Supreme Court would never allow that because it's unconstitutional. The government isn't made to protect you from the government. If the government wants to do something to you, they'll do it. They'll go in your house and steal your boyfriend.
Yep. The Constitution might as well be written on toilet paper because that's what the bureaucrats use it for. Let's go to, I think we have a better connection here with Lacey. Lacey, are you with us? Awesome. You're on Free Talk Live. We can hear you clearly. What's on your mind?
Well, about those masks,
mm-hmm.
Remember I was telling you, like, the wearing them for 6 hours or more causes brain damage or organ damage. Wow. Wearing them just for a little while causes the fatigue, the heartbreak, confusion, and possible collapsing. Okay.
I've heard of these things.
You can get on the Internet, and the Internet will tell you if you are able to read Big Pharma's financial records,
mm-hmm.
you will not live to tell about it.
What does that mean?
That means that Big Pharma is employed. The FDA is employed by Big Pharma. Okay. The FDA doesn't pass the drugs that are safe for you. They pass the drugs that they can make the most money off of. So if any citizen looks, they're totally open. You can go look anytime you want at the financial records of Big Pharma. They will come and kill you.
Wow. I know that there have been many lawsuits by the folks that everybody knows now, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, the folks providing the coronavirus vaccines. There have been many lawsuits. I have three separate articles about each of them having been sued and then settling a lawsuit. For example, I have AstraZeneca settles Texas drug lawsuit for $110 million. This is the same company.
Yeah, they made three times more than that off of just a couple of shots.
Right. I've got the Justice Department announces largest health care fraud settlement in history, Pfizer, to pay $2.3 billion for fraudulent marketing. Right? So that... Yeah, where does
what
this come from?
What about the vaccines that they spoiled before they gave them to us?
Yeah,
what about the 42 people in Raleigh County that got antibiotics instead of the vaccine?
Oh, my God.
You know that?
I certainly don't trust any of these companies to provide anything that resembles a vaccine, much less any other medicine for me, based on their track record of fraud and payouts that they've had to make because they've been found guilty of doing unscrupulous things. Thank you for the call, Lacey. We appreciate you.
The FDA is scary and gross because anybody who controls the food that we eat and the drugs that we take controls the diseases we get because they pass processed foods and, like, you know, make it to where people can just sell a bunch of crap that's not actual food and gives you diseases. And then the remedy that they are going to make money off of. You eat processed cheese all day, well, you're probably going to get diabetes, and here's the medicine for it that costs millions of dollars.
The Hegelian dialectic. This is problem, reaction, solution. So a problem is created, a reaction is had, right? Oh, my gosh, you know, fear, all that kind of stuff. And then, oh, here we come. We're the heroes now. We're the solution for a problem that they created themselves.
Yeah, whenever I lived in Utah, I learned a lot of, like, bad stuff about the history of the Mormons. And one of the things was that the guy, one of the guys who started it, I'm going to forget his name on air, of course, but it's like John something. He got kicked out of Missouri because he was, like, going and stealing people's stuff and then going around saying he was, like, offering services of people could pay him to help find their missing stuff. And then he would go give it back to them. So he'd steal your thing, come up to you like, hey, are you missing something? Because you can pay me to help find it, and then he'd find it magically.
Powers he has.
That's pretty much what, like, you know, something the government does in different forms all the time.
Yeah, that's for certain.
Breaks your leg and gives you sells you a crutch.
Yeah. So, switching gears from the, hey, now you got to pass a background check to get ammunition, this from metro.co.uk. Dad, who homeschools kids, teaches them about guns and Bitcoin. Derek Grace II, age 28, began homeschooling his six-year-old daughter, Derica, after claiming traditional education was akin to daycare.
Yep.
He's since developed his own unlearn and relearn curriculum for Derica and her nine-year-old brother, Derek III, about shooting weapons, cryptocurrency, and the Black Panther movement.
Wow.
603-283-6160. We'll talk more about this dad who teaches guns and Bitcoin on Free Talk Live. More on the way.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.